All right, well, we are scheduled here to be joined shortly by LSU junior safety Grant Delpit. Certainly looking forward to that. I had the chance to watch Grant last year at the LSU-Georgia game, a game that had a lot of fantastic atmosphere. And, Grant, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great. How are y'all doing? I'm great.
Doing fantastic. Want to talk about first off, when you come from Houston, how do you pick LSU? I know Houston, I know that's not, it's not like you're traveling across the world, but with all those programs in Texas, how did you, what appealed to you with LSU?
Well, actually, man, I was born and raised in New Orleans. I moved to Houston in Hurricane Katrina in 2005. I was born in 98, so I was really a Louisiana boy at heart, and I grew up watching LSU football. So that's something that I always had in the back of my mind, like, okay, LSU offered me, that's where I'm trying to go, that's where I want to go.
All right, you had a nice year in 17.
Yeah.
But, man, especially the first half of last year, you just absolutely erupted, and you were on every midseason All-American league. I mean, you carried it all the way through.
Yeah, yeah.
But what about the start of last year? I mean, you just absolutely tore things up.
Yeah. My freshman year, I was coming off a collarbone injury, so not a lot of people were talking about me. I think that kind of fueled us as a team and fueled me personally just to come out and play my game, just show people what I could do. But I like to say, like, when I make plays, man, it's not a crazy thing in my mind. Like, I make plays, that's like a regular thing to me, man. I'm worried about the next play. I'm like, I make a tackle for loss on second down. Okay, it's third down. I can't really pay attention to it. But just doing everything I could do this year just to top that. I know it's going to be hard, but you know, I've seen guys, you know, sophomore years just slump off the junior years, and I'm not trying to be that guy and go out and give them out.
Talk about the team, because, I mean, last year I was down there for the Georgia game. Just an unbelievable atmosphere, unbelievable performance by you guys. I know the Bama game didn't go the way you wanted, but you end the year out in the Fiesta Bowl, you win. How much is this team building off of what y'all accomplished last year?
As a team, I don't think we need any extra motivation, man. I have a, you know, burning hole in my chest from those games that we dropped last year, those three games. So, you know, we're definitely ready for them to come back around. But as the schedule sets up, and, you know, we're ready for it. We're ready for this year. We're ready for Georgia Southern game one, Texas game two. And we're just ready to get it started.
What does it look – how do you feel when you see all these mock drafts, these two early things, and you're a top five pick?
Yeah.
Going into next year, how does that make you feel about what you've accomplished and what you standards you may have to live up to?
You know, it's definitely a blessing, man. I can't say that I don't pay attention to it, because I do. You know, it's all in my face. You know, it's crazy, because I was a little kid watching that stuff, watching that mock drafts and stuff like that, and I was coming true. But at the same time, you know, I love the respect I'm getting. I love the credibility and all that stuff. But, you know, I can't pay attention to it. I got to pay attention to the game, because if I don't go out there and perform, if I don't go out there and make plays, you know, it doesn't happen. You know, all that stuff's out the window. So I'm just ready for the season.
Let me hear your best Coach O impression.
Y'all going to make me do this?
Yeah, come on. I want to hear your best Coach O. All right, I'll give you mine.
Tell them about it, JoJo.
All right, so we're pulling up to practice on the bus. He calls our practice the Ponderosa. You know, we ride on the Ponderosa. All right, guys, we're going on the Ponderosa. You know, it's going to be a great day for the LSU Tigers.
Well done, Grant.
Great day on the Ponderosa.
All right, Grant, toughest receiver you've gone against to this point?
I got to say, on my own team, Justin Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting way better, man. He's matured beyond his age. You know, he's a young guy, but you know, he's coming with it every day of practice. He makes me better every day.
And of course, with LSU, history of great defenses, great secondaries. How fun is it to just? I mean, you said it was your dream. I mean, LSU is absolutely nasty on D, and has had that rep. What is it like, and how much pressure is there to maintain that?
You know, it's a lot of pressure to withhold the tradition, but we try not to pay attention to it. We just know that it's normal for us to, you know, have to uphold this tradition every year, every other year. So, you know, we can't get timid. We can't get, you know, complacent. We just have to go out and play our games of defense. You know, we got to go every week just knowing that team's going to give us their best. So, you know, we got to come with it.
Well, Grant, listen, thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row. Best of luck for a big year, and congratulations on all you've accomplished to this point.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.